international music and entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. This is the news, presented by our reporter Dora on Indonesia's trade balance as of March 2025. Based on the Central Bureau of Statistics report, Indonesia's trade balance recorded a surplus of $4.33 billion in March 2025, or an increase of $1.23 billion on a monthly basis. Head of the Central Bureau of Statistics, Amalia Adiningar Widyasanti, in a press conference released by the Central Bureau of Statistics in Jakarta Monday, said that the trade balance has recorded a surplus 59 consecutive months since May 2020. The trade balance surplus in March 2025, according to Amalia, was supported by non-oil and gas commodities amounting to $6 billion, with the main contributing commodities, namely vegetable, edible fats, and oils, mineral, fuels, and iron and steel.
Surplus pada Maret 2025 lebih ditopang oleh surplus.
The surplus in March 2025 was more supported by the surplus of non-oil and gas commodities amounting to $6 billion, with the main contributing commodities being vegetable, animal fats, and oils, or HS15, HS27, mineral fuels, and iron and steel, or HS72. The head of the Central Bureau of Statistics explained that in total from January to March 2025, Indonesia's trade balance had experienced a surplus of $10.92 billion. The surplus increased by $3.51 billion compared to January to March 2024. According to Amalia, this surplus was supported by a surplus in non-oil and gas commodities of $15.76 billion. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in nine language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Music and Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
We are never separated from the connection of being human beings. Of course, we have to socialize with others. And by socializing, it makes us very fragile to hurting one another. Therefore, I'm pretty sure you guys, listeners, are going to relate to my simple story of how sometimes we can hurt other people and sometimes we have to apologize for hurting them. But sometimes also, it's very hard for us to say it in front of the person that we're hurting. So there are a couple ways of saying sorry. You can cook for someone that you're sorry for, or you can make them something, a letter, or maybe you can play them a song. Just like the title that I'm going to play you, Hitam Ku, or My Black, by Andra and the Backbones. This is the song. If you're sorry for someone, I think you should play them this song. Enjoy!
Oh,
what book that in the song means daughter. The song lyrics tell the story of a father who misses his daughter. The father has to participate in guerrilla warfare during the Indonesian Independence War. The father hoped his daughter would keep waiting for him. The father hoped his daughter would one day become a member of the Red Cross of the country. Well, here, let's enjoy a traditional song from North Sumatra entitled Bukat by Vicky Sianipar and Herman Mirado.
Thank you.
you guys, the Indonesian listeners of VOI, are familiar with one of the most iconic songs from Dewa called Roman Pichisan. What is Roman Pichisan, actually? Roman Pichisan, it's a calling for a love story that feels like a cheesy romantic novel. It's literally translated to trashy romance, it's cheap romance novel. But of course, if you feel this feeling towards someone, if your feeling is real and it's raw, it's okay to feel that, even though it feels like a trashy romance. So here comes next, Dewa's known as classic Roman Pichisan, a dramatic, poetic, yet unforgettable song. Let's dive in.
Selamat menikmati.
trade front, Indonesia and the United States have agreed to roll up their sleeves and dive into some serious tariff talks. It's very big and I think it's very controversial nowadays talking about the Trump's tariffs, and they set a 60-day deadline to hash things out and hopefully come to a deal that's fair for both sides. Leading the charge for Indonesia is Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Erlangga Hartarto. He met with the U.S. Trade Representative Ambassador Jamieson Greer in Washington, D.C., and they kicked off discussion about pretty hefty topics. We're talking about non-tariff barriers, digital trade, federal tariffs, and also market access. The goal of this discussion is, of course, to wrap up the discussions within 2 months so they can start implementing any agreements right away. Minister Hartarto mentioned that they still have 30 days left from the initial 90-day pause to put things into action. Both countries are committed to keep up with the dialogue going and reaching a mutual beneficial agreement within the set time frame. It's all about finding the sweet spot where both nations can thrive. Stay tuned for more updates at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
That is better in every day. And then I feel it, that you'll be the only one. But sometimes it doesn't have to be so sure. The sweetest love can be so hard to find. We'll be better in every way.
Years.
A copy has its own technique to be played, usually based on the position that is the resonator hole in the back of the instrument. The function is to manipulate sound, and it is played on the stomach. Traditionally, house harpy has two strings. Actually, there are the variation of two harmony systems, which are used in house harpy. Traditionally, it is played intervally, approximately thrice a minute. overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in my language services, English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad.